What's up, guys and dolls? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 10th of September. I got it right that time. I've just messed it up 5 times. It's a tongue twister saying The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It really ties my tongue up. I'm going to have to do some of those theatre warm-up sessions before I start the podcast. As soon as I start getting more listeners, that is. You lot don't care. But when I get more listeners, you know, and they're all like... starting to take notice of who this intelligent being is from Birmingham. Birmingham, England, not Birmingham, Alabama. But hello, Birmingham, Alabama, if you're out there, because I'd love to go there. I'd love to go to Birmingham, Alabama. I was saying to my friend yesterday, I've always wanted to go. Why? Because it's just because of the name. It's Birmingham, Birmingham, Alabama, and Birmingham, England. I want to see if we've got a lot in common. So one of the days... when I'm big and famous, I might do a spin-off from this TV show when I go over there and go, and they'll be laughing at my accent, and I'll be enjoying the Mississippi River. What was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say then. I was saying something. Forget it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, wherever you are, it's Thursday the 10th of September where I am. I don't know what date it is where you are. You might be in a different... time zone. Well, you are if you're in a different country. But anyway, we digress. Let's move on to the good news, the really good news. And that is, I'm not the first to tell you, the Kardashians has finished. That's the song off The Wizard of Oz. Ding dong, the witch is dead. I'm not calling her a witch, but it's a big happy song, a big celebration. Ding, anyway, if you're watching the video, I'm punching my arms up and down as well. I'm punching the air. If you're listening on the podcast, I'm just going. Anyway, good news, the Kardashians is over. I've never watched it. I mean, I've watched it. I've caught glimpses of it, but I just know it's shit. It's just, how is it good? It's just... watching a family get rich, watching a rich family get richer. There's nothing good about it. There's no, they've got no personality. I imagine they've got no personality because anybody with that much money and that much, you know, what they've got left, they've got nothing left to fucking, there's no personality, there's no struggle, there's no, you know, the friction, what, oh, you fucking owe me $1 million, oh, so-and-so didn't give me back my handbag, oh, that was 10 grand, I bought it in. Oh, there's a baby shower. We're all taking all these bags from Burberry. You know, it's boring as fuck, isn't it? So, good job. Clear the fucking space for something with a bit of interest in it. Why don't they put a fucking programme where load of homeless guys, let's stick a load of homeless guys in a house, give them a load of money, and watch them have the fucking time of their life. Now, that is TV. Remember, any of these TV programmes, watching and listening, intellectual property rights, this is my idea. This is called Homeless on the Hammer. That's what the program's going to be called. Homeless on the Hammer. Because they are going to be getting on the hammer. They're going to be fucking enjoying that money. What you got to do is just keep chucking money through the letterbox and let them have the fucking time of their life. It's got to be people who've like really struggled and had it fucking rough. And let them have a great time. That is entertaining TV. You can follow them around where they go. They'll be coming back with fucking... They'll be coming back looking like pimps and everything. They'll just be, it'd be hilarious. They'll be sitting in Weatherspoons because they won't be able to break the habits of going to where their friends go. So they'll be going and sitting in Weatherspoons with a big fuck off furry hat on or like a big mink coat or something like that. Loads of gold. You know, they'll be buying everybody a drink even though it's only a pint. It would be hilarious. It would be so funny and it would be great fun for them. So I'm looking forward to that one. Let's do it. Either that or let's do a trade in places. A proper trade in places. Not these fucking rich kids go and live with poor kids, which they do. They're like fucking poverty porn bollocks. Let's do a proper one. Let's take the money off rich people. Let's do like what they did to Winthorpe on trading places. Let's fucking strip him of everything. And let's see if that can make it back. You know, let's see whether they have got the fucking bollocks to get their wealth back. They know people, they know the rules, they know the game they've been in. Let's see what they can do. But the money that they've took, we're going to go and give that to the homeless and to the poor people and to the food banks and to fucking and everybody else. And they're going to be doing they're going to be having a party, the conga or they're going to be doing all the cheesy pop songs. They're going to be doing. they're going to be having the time of their lives. Anyway, let's move off that. Anyway, so that's good news. Other good news. Well, no, no, not other good news. Other news. The other news is the Oscars. The Oscars have just become the nanny. They've become a nanny state by telling people that they must to be nominated for the best picture. They've got to be. They've got to have a certain number of group people. The Academy set out four standards it hopes will boost inclusion for LGBT, female, ethnic, and disabled groups. So basically, you've got to have one from each of those groups in your film. If I mean, it's good anyway, but it's good if somebody, if there's a part for them and there's a party in them, you can't just fucking shoehorn a disabled person into a film about fucking, I don't know, about two blokes stuck on a fucking ship, about two blokes stuck on a desert island or something like that. You're going to have to just like have a bloke rolling past on a wheel in a wheelchair. You're going to be waiting for him, ain't you? If the, everybody has to include one of these groups in there. Or like, you know, a gay guy swinging from the fucking, collecting coconuts in the background when there's only meant to be two people on the island. No, it's not going to work. Well, it is going to work. It would work, but it's going to water down the films because you're going to be watching it and going, yeah, he's only there just for... You know, he's only there for the fucking because I've had to write a part for it. They should be there on the merit. There's loads of films where people, I mean, I get it in the other respect about people not having enough opportunity. But you can't just say that at the top film, the Oscar film. Just say in general that, you know, maybe to directors, every second or third film that you make, do something like that. Or could you try and do more of this or more of that? You know what I mean? Or inclusive. Or making more opportunities for people. You can't just say the fucking top award, because not all films are going to be suitable for that. So I'm sorry. But include people all the more. Give more opportunity to lower... stop putting... Here's my take on it. Stop putting the same fucking actors in every film. I love watching foreign films and I love watching independent films because most of the time I don't know who the actors are. And that's one of the things I like about it, because I believe it more. Because I've never seen him in anything else. I don't think that they're doing, you know, that it's Tom Cruise pretending to be or whatever else, or pretending to be a fucking robot, whatever it may be. So, you know, give more opportunity to other actors, whether they be fucking gay, disabled, black, ethnic, whatever the fuck, wherever the fuck they're from. White, poor. Poor is also a fucking group that needs to be, because it's all the same rich people who are getting in the same, you know, people from the fucking same drama schools that people can't get into. So yeah, bullshit. I'm sorry, just the whole industry needs to change, and it doesn't have to be for the top film, and not every film has got parts for everybody, but it's just about awareness, isn't it? So anyway, there we go. That's my take. I'll tell you what, you want to get me on the fucking TV, I'm sounding good tonight. Anybody listening from any TV shows regarding the Oscar speech, get me on there. Unfortunately, I swear, I'm going to swear a lot, because, and it's not because I'm angry, it's just because I swear a lot. it's in the makeup. It's all about me. What was I going to say? Avocados. There's an avocado restaurant opening. If you like avocados, there's an avocado restaurant called The Avocado Show. They've got one in Amsterdam, and basically every dish has got an avocado in it somewhere. So chips and avocado, egg and avocado, whatever, it's avocado is on the menu. So you have to order it. Or you can just have an avocado. I like the idea. It's novelty. I like novelties. Novelties always fucking do well. I'm sure there's a shop in London that just sells ketchup from everywhere. Tomato sauce from everywhere around the world. And at first, on paper, you just think, that is shit. That is a really shit idea. But then... when people go in there buying it and they want to try different tomato sauces from all around the world, it's a fucking great idea. And I've seen the chili shops. The chili shops, just think, chili shop. Where does it, you know, chili, that's it. A chili sauce, a chili chocolate. All right, where does it go? But you go in there and it's, there's hundreds of things you can try. Hundreds of different versions. And even then, there's even some that can make up for you. So it's good. I like novelties. It's quirky. It's better than chain fucking... Well, it is a chain because it's the third one they're opening, but it's better than the big, you know, Pizza Hut and all that bollocks that's standard. I like to go into a different city and look for something I've never been to before. Not just fucking rock up to. I mean, some people like the comforts that now they're like they've been in Pizza Hut in Birmingham. They want to go in Pizza Hut in San Francisco, even though it looks exactly the same, apart from they talk with an American accent. But they know what they're getting. I'm into that. A creepy crawly that looks like every bug hater's worst nightmare is on the march. Wasp spiders have boomed in Britain after verges were allowed to grow wild during the lockdown. Wasp spiders, that is a combination of fucking two of the worst things. Well, it depends. Wasps have got a horrible sting and they're nasty little fuckers. Spiders, I don't necessarily hate spiders. I do hate the ones that bite you and fucking make you have your leg taken off or kill you. I'm into them. And I certainly don't like the combination of the two. Because I think they're going to be pissed off about being associated with each other. So they're going to be even more pissed off. Maybe it's like a morph. They've merged. They might have split personality. The creatures have a painful bite and wasp-like stripes to scare off anything that eat them. I thought he was going to say a wasp-like sting then. So you got both. So look out for it. Creepy crawly. Well, it's a spider that looks like a wasp. There you go. I wonder if they're near me. Not yet. Not yet, so what's it called? And it's already set. It's already in defence mode. So you walk past, it's going to go for your big toe soon as, because you're going to think that's a predator. A new beastie has been found in the river as well. Loch Ness has got a piranha. Loch Ness has got a piranha, so anybody going in there looking for Nessie, you're going to come out with no skin and no... you're just going to come out like a bag of bones. If there's piranhas in there. I saw somebody feeding some piranhas on a YouTube video the other week. Someone was putting loads of meat in the piranha tank and they didn't last 2 minutes. Didn't even last a minute. Like big lumps of meat and it was gone. So if there is one in there, don't go swimming in Loch Ness. And it looks like a really nice place to go swimming, the old Loch Ness. So you'll be the mystery then. I'm just saying, what's that head bobbing up and down in the distance? It looks like, it's only got half its face. Oh, that's so-and-so that went missing the other day. It's not, maybe it can become the new Loch, you become the new Loch Ness monster. Anyway, let's get off that and move on to the foul-mouthed parrot. I like, one of the animal, we're talking about the wildlife at the minute, but this parrot, he's got it fucking, he knows what he's doing. He's in a zoo, he's in a wildlife park, and they've had to move him away from one enclosure because he keeps telling the customers to fuck off. He keeps telling the punters who come and stick their head over or that are looking in, he tells them to fuck off and calls them a fat bastard. That's brilliant. That's one of the workers, that is, isn't it? Got to be one of the workers has taught him that. One of the workers who thinks, I ain't going to be around for long. I'm going to fucking chuck a few dirty names at him and see if he can pick him up. What's it called? The boss of Lincolnshire Walking, but told her they turned it into a boozy work. What? Gobby African, also called one work, yeah. Inevitably, one of what have started. It turned into a boozy working men's club at closing time. So it's all the pissheads in there, that basically. They're all going in having a look around and they're all teaching the parrot stuff. And they're picking it up. Clever, aren't they, parrots? I'll tell you what, I might even have to get one. I'd love a parrot to tell people to fuck off on my behalf. I'm sick of saying it. The people know, expect it from me. So I'll just go, what would I call my parrot? I'll call him, what would I call my parrot? I've got to think of a name quick. Patsy. I'm going to call my parrot Patsy the Parrot. Patsy, tell him what for. And they'll be like, fuck off, postman. Fuck off, bailiff. Fuck off anybody with a bill that's coming through the door. Hello, anybody with money? Welcome. Anybody with any money? Nice to see you. Anybody want a cup of tea? Yeah, that's what... I'll teach him that it'd be nice to the right people and tell other people to get lost. Right, coming to the end of the next one. A spooky voodoo doll nailed to a tree with a stake through its heart is freaking out the neighbourhood. And Dawn Hall of Old Swan, Liverpool, said, I feel spooked. I'm wondering if I am now cursed. Well, does the doll look like you? Is it meant to be you? Has it got your hair? Has it got fucking Kill Dawn on it or something like that? Have you been doing naughty things with other people's husbands? Then maybe it is you and maybe you are cursed. Otherwise, It's a little bit what's it called? A bit of fun. Somebody's playing up anyway, ain't they? And it's good because everyone will like anybody who's a little bit suspicious or superstitious, so to say, is going to take that one home and make like she has going home and going like, oh, you know, have I got some bad luck? And now anything that is bad luck that happens, she's going to blame that voodoo doll. Everything. Somebody, you know, something really bad. The fucking her dog could fucking shit on the carpet, and she slip over, bang her head, end up in hospital, ain't he? And she's going to blame the voodoo doll, not the dog, and not the fact that she fed it food that was like gave it diarrhoea. You know, it all comes back, doesn't it? So anyway, there you go. So there's a voodoo doll. Don't know where the park is, but it doesn't really matter. If you ever watched Derren Brown, he's misproved all that kind of stuff. Although that's over here. I like to believe it in some of those, you know, in the countries where they use it, like in the tribes and everything like that. Because even though it doesn't work, they believe it that much that it kind of does work because it forces the situation. I think people believe it that much. Or not necessarily that, the witch doctor stuff. They give them like the herbs and everything, don't they? It's the herbs that work. But when the witch doctor's doing his smoke and everything like that, they believe that. And it's quite powerful. And the person who's took the herbs, they believe it. So it gives their body belief as well. And the power of the mind. Like when they go to Lourdes, when they go to France, and they fucking some of them are disabled and they get up and walk. But they weren't necessarily, you know, you wonder whether they were, it was just something mentally that was locked, which meant they were semi, I don't know, disabled or whatever the fuck it was. Or ill, and the power of the mind, because they believed it that much, has shook them and helped them. And in one way or another, it has cured them. Anyway, if you're religious, I'm not interested in your opinion on whether how I've just destroyed the belief, the belief in the what really happens, and it's God and Jesus. I don't really care. And I'm certainly not going to be giving any money to any religious fanatics off these American TV programs. Anybody that gives any money to any of those American TV evangelists, really, you've got to take a fucking look. Go and ask my parrot. Patsy the parrot would tell him to fuck right off if one of those evangelists, televangelists, asked for money, especially that one who thought he could cure COVID-19, the one who looks like the fucking devil himself. I'll have to check his name, but he's hilarious. He's worth watching just because he's funny. But I'm scared to watch him just in case I become brainwashed and start fucking sending him money. Right, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I'm going to do one more, sorry. An Imperial Chinese wine jug, a little teapot that was found in a charity shop, has gone on sale and it's set to fetch £100,000. So get your eyes peeled when you're in the charity shops. Remember, 99.9% of everything in there is a pile of shit. But you've got to look out for that one thing that might turn your life or turn a fortune. And that's £100,000. Whoever's got that, you lucky, lucky, lucky bastard. Just don't watch that televangelist. Otherwise, you're going to have it all off you. I'm going to leave it there. See you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.